Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I want to make a quick invitation to you. In response to Pope Francis declaring this year as a year of St. Joseph, we're inviting the Come Follow Me community to participate in the 33-day preparation and consecration to St. Joseph. This preparation begins on February 15th and ends on the Solemnity of St. Joseph on March 19th. Each day we'll be discussing the life of St. Joseph in our community. We'll be offering different times to pray with one another. Find out more about this preparation and consecration at comefollow.me/consecration. One of the things that really perplexes me about how we do relationships is really how difficult things actually can make a relationship better. You think about that. Think about some of your friendships and relationships and how a lot of times it's the difficult things that you've had to go through, sometimes even in regards to your relationship with the other person. Like, you've done horrible things to that person, you've sinned against that person, and they've forgiven you. And as a result of that, your relationship is stronger. There's this difficult thing that had to happen. And it's the act of love that comes and penetrates through that action that makes it so strong. And it's really what becomes attractive about a friendship is the ability to be loved by the other. And I think about this with God. And today's reading, we have the story of creation and how God makes all these things, and it's good. But God makes all these things knowing and choosing, understanding that sin, that a broken relationship, that death really, in a sense, is a part of that decision. From the get-go, God is choosing to love. And I just think that that's so profound. I was listening to a talk one time by a priest, and he gave this definition of the word nihilism. And nihilism is really the belief that God doesn't exist. But his definition is, if it didn't work, if something didn't work, then it was the wrong thing. This was how he understood nihilism to be. If it didn't work, then if something didn't work, then it's the wrong thing. Now we think about this. Think about God's plan for creation, which again, he chose. He willed for us, for the whole world. But you would think there was, at least during the crucifixion, there was a moment where it would seem like it was the wrong thing. You can even recall the scripture passage where someone from the crowd says, if you are the Son of God, take yourself down from the cross. Even they couldn't understand that if this was really God, then we need to fix it. And something, God's clearly not here. God, would you come and be a part of this? But the profound thing is that is God's plan. Is that these things would happen and then that he would come and touch them. That through his will, things would become beautiful. And this is what I believe God is calling me to at least reflect on today is God, when he wills these things in our lives, it becomes good. And when we give things, when we put things into God's hands, they become good. And so the invitation for today for me really is that I would, in the gospel passage, it says, they begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many touched it were healed. Today, we want to take everything that we have, every challenge, everything that we think isn't good or isn't working, everything that we just assume is the wrong thing or it's happening the wrong way, the people in our lives that are doing the wrong things and it's causing us anxiety. It's really a challenge to think, well, God, where are you? And we start to doubt God. If you're in this, then do something about it. But what God is calling us to do is to give those things to him, to place them into his hands. In the gospel passages, it says that we might touch the tassel. We have to take these things and we have to reach out and we have to touch his tassel with it so that they can become good. This is something that I've had to do so many times in my life. There's two or three times in my life, especially where I could look back and say, these are things that were really challenging, that hurts, that honestly, I felt like I was carrying the weight of, and I knew that that I just needed help within it. It's the things that weighed me down, the things that brought me so much frustration, so much anxiety. And I've had these powerful moments in prayer where God called me to hand them to him, to touch his tassels so that he can make them good. And I've had these beautiful, purifying moments in my spiritual life where God has really made some really, really ugly things in my life very good. When God creates, it is good. When God touches something, it becomes good. Again, as we get closer into Lent here, we lead to the cross. Our vision, our hope is to travel to the cross to get to that point where we can truly pray, God, into your hands, I commend my spirit. That we would give him everything inside of us, everything within our spirit, every frustration, every anxiety, everything we're grateful for, that everything that seems like it's not working, that it seems like it's the wrong thing, that it seems like God forgot about us or forgot about something or seems to like not understand. God understands, but he's calling us to submit ourselves into his hands so that he can make something new, and in that it will become good. Let us pray. God, it is truly a gift to have you in our life. It is truly a gift to follow you. Lord, we ask that today we would call to mind those things in our lives that we know you desire to create new in us. So God, give us that hopeful spirit today. Help us to look at all things, not with a nihilistic view, to just assume that you're not a part of it or that something's broken, but to trust, Lord, that you are in all things, that you have willed these things, and that in it you have something beautifully profound in us. You have something that you want to create in us, that we might touch the tassel on your cloak, and that our perception, our spirit, would be healed. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of SushiPay, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipay.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.